It's 10 a.m.
Wake up time!
And you're listening to Utah's most listened to sports radio show. This is Hans Olsen and Scotty G. Presented by WCF Insurance. Reminding you to be careful out there. On 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
Hello, beautiful difference makers. You are loved. I have full faith in you that you are a world changer, that you are the light of the world, and that you're going to just make a beautiful difference in this one day. Let it be extravagant. Let it be bold. I love you guys. Bye.
Okay, you ready?
Okay, it's Friday, which is always good, and everybody's always in a good mood on Friday, but I'm afraid we might have a bit of an issue here.
Yeah, we've got a big issue.
Well, first off,
I'll do whatever. You just tell me what you want me to do.
You haven't said anything, but when you came in and you asked for Johnny's computer, it means you forgot your bag.
Yeah.
Which I know that puts you in a bad mood.
Always.
Yeah. And then... And so I'm like, okay, all right.
Because it reminds me of my CTE that I'm dealing with.
You do not have CTE.
We don't know that for sure. I'm not officially diagnosed.
I mean, I forget my bag. I forget stuff all the time.
I've never seen you forget your bag.
I forget my charger. Like, I forget stuff all the time.
I have seen you forget your charger.
Yeah.
But did you forget your wallet three times
in
a
week?
That's true.
You do forget to text and call sometimes.
Yeah, like,
not me as often. Just people that you would rather not text or call.
Exactly. Yes. No, there's actually a lot of truth to that.
That's not true.
No,
it's a little bit true.
Why are we putting this back on me? So anyway, the point is that I could tell you're already in a little bit of a salty mood, and then when Lloyd plays the hawking up of a lung.
Yeah, because I reminded him to not play it.
And did you hear me say don't play it?
Yeah, I heard you say it right as it was playing.
Well, that's going to be the last time it plays, so
good.
It's just like it's gone. I'm not playing I'm not even playing.
It was about 2 seconds before it started playing.
Then look at me. I'm just a brand new man. I am ready for the day.
Well, I will
perfect.
Say,
see, there you go.
Being here puts you in a good mood. We're live here at the warehouse. Come by and check out this beautiful, beautiful facility. Everything must go, man. It's yours for about 26.
This thing is plush leather. It's that soft leather, too.
Yeah.
You know, if you got a dog that sheds, get hair on this, you can brush the dog hair off of it. These things clean extremely well. It's got 3 recliners in it. Look at this.
I know.
This is an incredible piece of furniture. And by the way, already got to meet one of our listeners. I love it. Just spent out a couple minutes out there talking with him. He owns and operates Zero Skate Gear. Good dude. Been listening for years. Said he's listened back 15 years to me. He's listened to you and I for all the years we've been on air together. And love meeting our listeners. Love being down here. If you need a bed, if you need a couch, if you need a hutch or something.
Yeah.
A dinner table. Come down.
I mean, if you need to essentially buy furniture for your entire house or just a bedside table, you know, whatever, anything in between, we got you covered.
Yeah, we got you covered in great prices, and obviously they excel in the beds and the adjustable frames. If you need like a head up or a foot up frame, this is the place to come. And by the way, it really does take a lot of weight off the back when you do have a head up and foot up. And if you haven't come in and just experienced the adjustable frames, do it. I went through a whole thing and I was sold on it.
Yeah.
You've got an adjustable.
I do. Love it.
You love it?
Now, I love it, but I paid way too much money for it.
Because you didn't buy it here.
Because I didn't buy it here. It was before I knew Tom. It was before I knew about the warehouse. We bought it, and I've come down here, and Tom and his crew have showed that same bed that I have with the same frame and all that stuff, and I cost myself thousands of dollars.
Oh, yeah.
No joke. I mean, it, look, I wanted, you know, you get older, older in life, you got some aches and pains and stuff, and you want a bed. You want a great bed. You can't, you know, when you're 18, you can throw any mattress on there and be just fine and not even worry about it. You get a little older, and you're spending, you know, anywhere from 6 to 8 hours a night, a day on that thing. You want to make sure that it's plush, it's nice, and it's comfortable. And so I said, you know what? I'm willing to spend a little bit of money on a bed. I did. And then I came down here and got to know the
group. It was only a few months after.
Yeah.
And that you met Tom and came down here.
Exactly. And I came down here and he showed me the same bed, same frame for a third of what I paid.
One third. That sucks.
It sucks.
But it doesn't suck for the people that are hearing this now and have yet to go out and buy that bed and that frame. Come down, save thousands of dollars. I'm excited, buddy. Today, I am taking Amanda to, well, we're leaving for Archer's National Park.
Oh, really? Today. Going down south, huh?
Got a rafting trip planned for tomorrow and
wow,
a couple of big hikes to Delicate Arch, I think it's called. We've lived here for how long? We've never actually gone and hiked.
I haven't done anything.
Arches.
Yeah.
Have you been down to Zions?
Briefly, yeah. But.
So I've never been to Arches. I've been to Zions a couple of times. People tell me that Zions is kind of it's the primo, and Arches is the secondary.
Okay.
National park here, but headed out to Arches.
When did that come together?
It was kind of an emergent need for something fun for Mother's Day weekend.
Yeah.
So I just put it together pretty quick.
I don't know.
The rafting trip put together and.
I'm still trying to figure out things for Mother's Day. I'm having a hard time this year.
Well, the hard thing is my wife doesn't exactly love to raft or exactly love to hike, but she likes adventures, and she's always like, you know, I don't know if your wife's the same, but she's always like, hey, so do you want to do something, or you're interested? I'm always like, I don't know what to do. And this time I'm like, you know what? I want to make sure that I've got something. When she says, hey, do you want to do something? Oh, yeah, I've got a night stay in Moab, and we're going to go hike Arches.
But she doesn't like to hike?
Well, it's not her favorite.
And she doesn't like to raft?
That's not her favorite because she gets cold.
But
she likes adventures. No, don't me.
No, just, hey.
I put a lot of work into this one.
But did you run it past her at all?
No. Not until it was done.
Does she know about it now?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so what was
she's
her
thrilled?
Oh, okay, well, yeah, then, no, then you're good.
Yeah, she's
okay.
Thrilled. Right. She's thrilled for the adventure.
There you go. So it all worked out.
She's just gonna have to get out of her comfort zone a little bit.
Yeah,
because our rafting trip, I think we push offshore at like 8:30 in the morning.
Tomorrow morning.
Yep. So it's a little chilly. It's supposed to be 65 at 8:30 in the morning.
And be in the water.
Yep.
And get cold.
But it's only a stage three, so we're not going underwater. It's not terrible.
So, it'd be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that'd be fun.
It'd be fun, right?
Are you taking off tonight or are you leaving tomorrow morning?
Taking off after the show.
All right.
Headed down to Arches. We're going to start with a couple hikes this evening.
Wow. You're going to start tonight?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're on the trail.
Holy smokes.
Stop in and record a spot real quick?
I can't do that. Not today.
Not today.
You're just down the road. Come on.
It's time to go take care of mom.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Well, speaking of Mother's Day, if mom has been wanting some furniture and mom has been wanting to outfit the house a little bit, come down here and check out some of the prices, some of the savings here at the warehouse. We'll be here until 2:00. But Hans, let's get to it. Starting lineup now, right here on the Zone Sports Network.
This is Hans and Scotty G.
Let's go!
And now it's time to kick off the show with the biggest topic of the day. This is the Starting Lineup.
Starting Lineup.
Presented by University of Utah Health.
Gotta love it!
On 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
Well, Scotty, big one tonight. Utah Jazz taking on the Denver Nuggets. And obviously the Denver Nuggets have been doing some really good things, obviously without Jamal Murray on the court. Getting a win against New York Knicks just the other night, 113-97. And this is your premier big man matchup.
Doesn't get much bigger than this. Rudy Gobert up against Jokic, your presumed MVP. I'd be shocked if there's anybody even remotely close to him in terms of MVP voting. So, yeah, you can't ask for much more than this. And Jokic is a guy that does things that make Rudy a little bit uncomfortable. And we've seen that. Those two have gone head-to-head for quite some time, and it's been a fun battle to watch. And I anticipate we're going to see another good one tonight, Hans.
Yeah, we should see another good one. Can you think of two big men you'd rather see square off?
Not really. Maybe you throw Embiid in there. But that's about it.
Who's your favorite big man to watch outside of Rudy, obviously? But Rudy might not be in there because he's defensive.
It's the Joker. I mean, it's the guy can do everything. He's like your five-tool player in baseball. He can score. He can pass. He can rebound. There's not much that guy can't do. It's been, I mean, like I said, it's you can't find a better matchup for Rudy than him, and I think you'll see that on display coming up again tonight.
Who do you think the biggest showpiece big man in the history of the NBA is? Is it Shaquille? Was Shaquille the biggest show in the NBA?
I mean, how far back do you want to go, Wilt?
You go back to Wilt. Was Kareem I don't have the reference of.
I mean, Kareem's the all-time leading scorer in the history of the NBA. So, you know, Kareem, and he had the longevity to go along with it. I became a fan of basketball near the tail end of Kareem's run. So those late Laker teams in the, you know, 87, 88, those teams, that's the last. That I caught Kareem on the way down, and he was still a dominant scorer with that skyhook of his. So I would probably go, you know, you got Wilt, Kareem, Shaq. Shaq was, I mean, people forget. They see Shaq and they see, like, the dude's put on a lot of LBs. Mm-hmm. And he's kind of a, you know, he's a fodder of a lot of jokes on Inside the NBA. Same with Charles Barkley. I think the new generation don't appreciate how good Charles Barkley and Shaquille O'Neal were at their heights of their career. And Shaquille O'Neal, there was no force like him in the NBA. None.
Is Tim Duncan the most boring big man in the history of the NBA?
Oh, yeah.
The most boring, productive big man?
Well, when your nickname is the Big Fundamental, yeah. I mean, it doesn't scream flash and excitement.
You really could sleep right through a performance.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But he was great. He was awesome. And I'll always think of him as a forward. No, I'm joking.
Are you counting him as a forward?
No.
Dirk, you know, Dirk was always fun to watch in the front court.
I don't count him as a big.
I don't either. I count him as a forward.
Yeah.
But I don't count him as a center. I don't count him as a big.
No.
But Dirk was okay. Will Jokic have the longevity and the productivity that Dirk had?
Because
we're just getting started on this Jokic thing.
I mean, different players, but yeah, it wouldn't surprise me.
Oh, yeah, very, very different players, obviously. Very, very different players. But I'm just wondering if he'll have the longevity. How many years was Dirk playing at high? And did Dirk only get one championship?
Got the one championship, yeah.
And I'm saying only as if that's pretty pathetic. But, I mean, obviously that's more than most. Just looking at so this is Jokic's sixth season. His sixth season, I'm looking at his numbers just skyrocket as he's moving along. And obviously he's on the run to be the MVP this year.
Yep.
And rightfully so, probably should be. So he's done it for 6 years. Okay, so will Jokic have 8 more years and at least one championship?
He'll definitely have 8 more years. I can't count on a championship. I mean, I can't see that happening in Denver, but it could.
What was it in Dallas that brought that together, that helped Dirk get – I know they had Terry that hit on the outside, because I remember he got a tattoo before the season started that said championship.
Just, I mean, you had Jokic, who's best player in the league at that time.
You mean Dirk?
What did I say?
Jokic.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, yeah. I mean, you just – and it was also a case, too, where I think that Miami just hadn't got it going yet. I mean, Miami was in a situation where they just weren't clicking. It was that first year of the super team. And had they had a little bit more experience, I think Miami probably beats them. If it's year two or year three matched up against that first – Dallas team, I think they probably win that series. And they were just, they weren't there yet. The next year they were, and the year after they were there. But I just, Dallas was a really great team, caught fire when they needed to, ended up winning a title out of it. You know, I'm looking at Gobert and Jokic side by side, and they've met up, if you don't count just regular season games, 16 games between the two of them. Gobert's 9-7 against Jokic. But if you look at the points, Jokic 19 points a game, Gobert 14 points a game. Rebounds are even at 10.8 for Rudy Gobert and about 10.3 for Jokic. What's really interesting are the assists. In games against the Utah Jazz, Jokic is averaging 6.5 assists per game against the Jazz to 1.1 for Rudy. Passing out of the post is just incredible to see.
He's pretty to watch.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, he's just a fun player to watch. Now, granted, more often than not, even though it's pretty slight, Rudy's gotten the edge. Now, in the playoffs, it's been a different story, obviously, with Gobert and Rudy in those seven games that they played against each other. Jokic up 4-3. They've only played once in that series. But Jokic averaged 26.3 points per game in those seven games against Utah Jazz. That's pretty remarkable. He's averaging 26.3, eight rebounds, and 5.5 assists. That was the seven-game playoff series for the seven-game playoff series against the Jazz.
You know, the other thing I'm looking at, Scotty, with Jokic, he's been very durable. He's stayed very healthy, and he's been very durable.
Well, remember, he dropped all the pounds during the lockout, or not the lockout, but during the lockdown, I guess I should say. And came back and was almost a different player after the 2 or 3 months off.
He did
in
look
the NBA.
More lean.
And there was a interesting side note to him, because I think a lot of us saw him drop a lot of pounds and we thought, okay, well, is he going to be able to continue to bang in the post? And is he going to continue to be a force down low minus the extra weight? And he's still able to do that. Guys aren't pushing him out. He's still a massive human being. And so he got a little bit more agility. He got a little bit more range. And he's able to still continue to do what he's done down low with his rebounding and his ability there. I mean, it's really remarkable to watch.
Well, there's a couple of guys that are banged up on this team, and we'll get the official report on that. But let's just assume Michael Porter's on the court. I think we can assume Michael Porter's out there, Aaron Gordon's out there, Nikola Jokic is out there. I'm probably going to see Campazzo. Campazzo started against the Knicks. But let's assume those three are on the court tonight. Now, obviously, Utah Jazz will be without Mike Conley and Donovan Mitchell. Do you believe the Utah Jazz have a shot in this thing? Or do you believe that Denver's going to come out and try to impose their will?
Well, I'd say both. I think the Jazz certainly have a shot. I think it's going to be pretty difficult tonight, but, you're going to see some bully ball by Denver because they're going to smell blood in the water. But you see it's a 4-point. Oh, Jazz are a 4-point favorite. Would you believe that?
No, I wouldn't believe that. Are you sure?
Yeah. Looking at it right now.
Is that on your site or is that on the Vegas site?
What do you mean by my side?
The ESPN.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's it.
That's what I mean by that. On the ESPN site?
Yes.
So, four? Did you say 4 or 4.5 points?
Just 4.
So.
Yep, Jazz minus 4. Just had to verify it on another site.
That leads
I would have thought.
Believe that. They must feel like somebody else is out. So I believe Monty Morris is out, right?
Yeah. I would have put good money that would have been a Denver 4-point favorite.
I would as well.
That's interesting.
Hmm.
So Will Barton going down here, the latest update here. Yeah, you're right. Morris is day-to-day with a hamstring. Murray, obviously, out. Yeah.
That's interesting. Well, you know, being at Vivint Arena maybe makes a bit of a difference. Maybe they look at the Jazz home court record. They look at the Jazz fan base. We're still at 6,900.
Yep.
Tonight.
Yep.
And you still have some fans that are going to be right there on the sideline, some courtside seats. So maybe they take that into consideration. Maybe they look at – the problem is the Nuggets have the more impressive win over the last five games. The Nuggets beating the Knicks is a more impressive win.
Yeah, the Jazz have strung together some wins, but they haven't been against anybody worth a darn.
Right. Nobody that you can really gauge them with.
Yeah, yeah.
That's an interesting line. I know that we are currently perfect on our everyday parlay. We may need to put this one to a test.
Meaning you want to take the Nuggets in this game.
Yeah.
So if there's a line that you like, then we're bringing back the everyday parlay. And you get to go first.
See if you can sniff one out.
All right, 1024, Hans and Scotty here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network as we are live here at, boy, I tell you what, we love hanging out here at the warehouse. These are such good dudes, and they're ready to help you out with whatever you need furniture-wise. And you know what? Great Mother's Day opportunity to come down here and bring the missus. And she's probably been wanting to outfit the house a little bit. Come on down here and let's get her taken care of.
That's right. How are you guys doing today?
Doing hey, so good, man. How you doing?
How are you?
I'm good to see you guys.
Man, it's so good to see your face.
What's up? I love being here in the morning with you guys. Something special about having both of you here and good vibes.
It's always good vibes, man. And we're trying to get these doors open, and we want people to bring their wives down, bring their moms down.
Right.
You know, maybe mom and dad need a new bed.
Tis the season.
And I know people are like, well, I don't want to spend $1,000 for Mother's Day. No, you don't have to.
No.
You can get some amazing furniture, beds, adjustables.
Exactly.
Couches. You can get all those things for a very good price.
Listen, exactly what you guys are saying. Let me explain what we've been authorized to do. We've been selected to do a manufacturer's liquidation. Because of the pandemic, a lot of furniture stores have been closing down. We went through it. We had to close down Orem. So we've been selected by a bunch of manufacturers to liquidate a bunch of inventory from tons of different stores across the country. That's why we have so much stuff. We got to get rid of it. And the good thing is we have it here. Come buy it and take it today. And like you said, Hans, perfect time to get an adjustable bed. And that's why we're going to introduce a special, that something we've never done because of this inventory that I have. Usually, you know, when we do the base, I say, buy the base, I'm going to throw in a free mattress, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, today, listen to what I'm going to do. My cousin, Matt, who's over there, he always gets upset because we do the Clayton special, or we do the Hands
yep.
special, we do the Scotty, we do the Monson. We do all these specials, and he's like, when do I get a special? So today we're going to do the Matt special, and listen what the Matt special is. The Matt special is, I'm going to do the adjustable solid king base. Plus, usually I throw in the basic generic 10-inch memory foam mattress.
Yeah.
Today I'm going to upgrade it. Today I'm going to do the 12-inch memory foam gel-infused king mattress for free.
With the
wait,
base.
Wait.
With the base.
That's the Matt special?
At $19.99.
That's a solid king adjustable.
That's a solid king adjustable base plus the mattress for $19.99.
And that's a head up?
Head up, foot up, everything.
Yeah.
It's a head and foot up.
Yeah. Head up, foot up. Solid king with a mattress, $19.99. It gets better.
That might be the best deal you've ever put out.
It gets better.
I know. Matt may have had to wait for a while, but he got the best one.
It gets better.
Okay. Well, let's hear it.
See that solid wood display case right
yeah.
there with the glass?
Very beautiful.
See that TV stand behind where the TV is?
Yep.
Solid wood, same color. You come in today, mention that you heard me. I'm going to – you know what? Through Monday, you come in and mention you heard me on the radio. You mentioned the Matt special. Buy that base. I'm going to give you your choice, that display or that TV stand, for free.
Oh. With that?
With that.
With the $19.99?
$19.99.
Like, I feel like I should be protecting you from yourself a little bit here. Like, are you sure about this?
I don't think you need to throw that
My
in.
My dad's it's not here. I'm calling the shots.
This is really cool. By the way, this would you consider that a hutch? Is that?
It's a display case hutch.
Okay, so this is, you know, you put your china in it. If you got, like,
7 foot tall, two doors.
It's just a perfect display. Probably has a light
We have it retailed $848. The TV stand we have retailed at $598. You get it today for free with the mat special at $1,999. So if you come in and buy the adjustable base at $1,999, you get a free mattress.
A nice free mattress.
A 12-inch memory foam gel-infused king-size mattress. And your choice of display case or TV stand, the mat special. Boom.
Boom.
I don't think we need to do anything else.
No.
I think we just hit the mat special all day.
We're going to hit the mat special four times today. So
let's go.
Sounds let's get good. It.
We're down here at the warehouse. 18, where are we at, Johnny? 1825 South, 300 West. Real easy to find. Come by. We've got a ton of jazz gear as well. That's first come, first serve. And the crew's ready to help you out. Let's get it going. This is 97.5, 1280 The Zone.
The Big Show. The Big Show. With Jake Scott and Gordon Monson.
Derek Favors with us, 97.5 and 1280 The Zone.
So, Derek, 48-18 at this point. Is this about what you thought this team was capable of? And in addition to that, do you think this team is capable of going deep into the playoffs, contending for a title for real?
No, I think we can definitely make a deep run in the playoffs, and I think we can continue to get better, especially on the defensive end and on the offensive end. I think we haven't reached our full potential yet, especially when Mike comes back, when Donovan comes back. You know, I think we'll be a scary team in the playoffs.
Catch The Big Show weekdays from 2 to 7. Presented by Big O Tires, the team you trust. On 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
.97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. Thanks for making us part of your day. So we are live here at the warehouse, 1825 South, 300 West. Come down. It's right by that Home Depot off that 21st South exit. Come by, grab yourself a piece of jazz gear, and then check out the savings down here. Save you a bunch of money.
First come, first serve on that jazz gear. Just one piece per person. If you want to bring a couple kids down, I think we've got some kid sizes, and you get one piece per kid, and just – come down to check it out. And also, we want you to see where the warehouse is. It's a great location, very convenient, huge warehouse in the back. What I loved about what Clayton was talking about is you come in and they got it here in the store.
Yeah.
And through this pandemic, a lot of people are waiting 6 weeks, 8 weeks, 3-4 months to get their furniture that they're ordering. You're going to take the furniture home.
It's that simple. Come by, grab it, and off you go. They've got some. They've also got some delivery options as well. So we need to get you taken care of. We need to get you on the road, and let's go, man. Let's make this thing happen. Jazz and Nuggets coming up tonight, which should be a really interesting game. And, again, you'll hear it right here on the Zone Sports Network. I mean, you asked me my expectations of this game. What are your expectations on this bad boy?
Well, I think that the Nuggets have everything going in their favor. I think that Denver – right now, I think that Denver is operating at a high level and trying to figure themselves out without Jamal. Decently healthy otherwise. I know that there are two other guys that potentially could be out tonight, including Barton. I have not seen the official words on the full roster. But I think that Denver is still trying to push themselves to see just how good they are.
Yeah.
You know, when you lose a guy for the season – a lot of times you just want to continue to test and push. And I think that this Jazz team without Donovan and Mike Conley is probably a perfect opportunity for them to come in and say, all right, it's not exactly a full rostered one seed, but it's a one seed that's put together, that's strung together some really good wins. In the absence of Mike Conley and Donovan Mitchell, and I think that Denver wants to test their road legs a little bit. My guess is Denver comes in and plays their hearts out.
Yeah.
It's my guess.
Well, and look, they've got a lot to play. And that's – I mean, we've talked about this with the – you know, what you're dealing with now with the landscape of the playing game. Denver's not in any kind of danger of falling down into that. But it is all about playoff positioning. And right now you've got a team in the Nuggets that they're fighting for a playoff spot. I mean, they want to – right now they're sitting at the four spot. But they'd love to move up into that number two or number three seed. But – you know, it's a real interesting battle. They could be the three and take over the Clippers. to the point where they don't have to play a one seed coming up or play Dallas in the next round. You know, that's a right now the Lakers are sitting at six and they're a train wreck. And if you're Denver, you're looking like, do we want to play Dallas in the first round? Or do we want to play maybe the Lakers in the first round of the playoffs? Or even, you know, right now Lakers are in a free fall. It might be Portland.
Mm-hmm.
That might be a, you know, going from playing Luka to going and playing Portland. That might be something that might be interesting to that team. So, I mean, there's a lot on the line here. Bottom line is Denver is going to want to win this game. They're going to want to send a message, and they're going to want to – they see blood in the water with the Jazz without Conley and Mitchell again. They're going to try to they're going to try to flex on this team.
This, I think it's just bad timing, and I think that this game is more important to Denver than it is the Jazz at this point. You know, Denver did a really good job of putting some pieces together as they picked up Aaron Gordon. I know some people are not Aaron Gordon fans, and I like certain things that Aaron Gordon does. I'm interested to see how he matches up with the Jazz tonight, what he does, because this is the first time we'll see Denver with Aaron Gordon on the court. Correct, Scotty?
Yeah.
You know, the other person that we need to watch for is Austin Rivers. Denver went out, got themselves a really nice bench, piece.
Yeah.
And Austin Rivers can come in and give you 25 minutes and give you 25, 30 points. We've seen Austin Rivers go off on the Jazz before. You remember that? I'm trying to remember.
Yeah, Austin.
Was that just last season?
I can't remember. Oh, but I know what you're talking about.
And Austin Rivers had like a – Lloyd, do you remember?
I think it's happened a couple times with Austin Rivers, hasn't it?
I think it's happened a couple times. But it was like five or six threes in a row. And he pushed it into regular regulation, maybe pushed it into overtime or something.
Yeah.
So Austin Rivers is kind of kind of notorious for being able to do that. And I know he's playing pretty solid for the Nuggets. He had 25 or 30 points against New York the other night when I was watching him. So I think that the Jazz outmatched them when they're fully healthy. I think tonight Denver with Millsap and Jokic and Gordon and Porter and Michael Porter Jr., as Kurt Heelan was talking about yesterday, he has found his stride. And so I think Denver probably has a little bit of an edge tonight.
I think so. The line is really kind of trying to really make sense out of that thing. I mean, Mike Conley's out. It's not like, you know, somebody heard, oh, Mike Conley may be back in the lineup. He's already listed as out for this game. Donovan Mitchell obviously out. I didn't think Azubuike getting him back would move the line that much.
I guess maybe they feel like he matches up well against Jokic. I have no idea how Azubuike is moving a line like that. Jokic, it is pretty sweet that you're going to have a chance to see this year's MVP right there in Vivint Arena. I'm such a fan of that guy's game.
But you come into this game tonight, and by the way, we'll have some tickets to give away a little bit later on. I know the morning show gave away some tickets earlier this morning. We'll continue to give away tickets during the show coming up tonight. But I'm excited because I think that this is a Jazz team that's coming in with a little bit of confidence, though. I mean, the way they handled, and I know San Antonio and Denver are much different teams, and the quality is much, much different. But the Jazz do seem like they got a little bit of a swagger going into this game tonight.
San Antonio is different. But, you know, Jordan Clarkson, if his confidence is up and if he and Boyan combined for whatever it was shooting from the field, what were they, like 78% combined against San Antonio the other night?
Yeah.
It was a high percentage.
Yeah.
They couldn't miss. If Boyan and Jordan can hit like that, those really are the two guys that have picked up the weight that's been left by Donovan, Mike, then anything's possible. But I do think that Denver is going to have more of an ability to get out on the perimeter. And I also don't think Denver is going to sit there all stubborn, hard-headed, and say, oh, no, we're gonna continue to try to hit this mid-range. We don't care that Rudy Gobert is the best in the NBA defending it. I think that Denver – I actually have more respect for Coach Malone than I do Popovich. And that might be blasphemous, and people might hate me for that. Now, when Pop was on his runs and Pop was doing all those things, sitting players and resting them, and he was very innovative in that and extended careers. And you can, and you got to remember, too, that he had some rosters. He had some perimeter presence. You remember when they'd force it out to the perimeter on a lot of those runs.
Well, I mean, and they were the team, which is interesting why they've gone so all in on the on this mid-range game. And I know their talent, what they have available is, you know, goes into that. But, I mean, you know, the team that seemed to really embrace the corner three with Bruce Bowen for all those years was the San Antonio Spurs.
Correct. Correct. And, that man, they had some heat out there. You know, you had I don't even know why I think about guys like Bonner, but Mills and others that – step out there and
hey, look, redheaded big man that don't look that athletic will always be near and dear to our hearts.
It was incredible, man. They had so many guys that could hit, like 6-7. Did they have Green for a bit?
Yeah, yeah.
They had like 6 or 7 guys that at any moment could step out there, and they hit that quick rotation so well. And obviously, you see the aspects of it that Quinn Snyder has probably taken. Dennis Lindsay has probably taken a page out of that book, but. And I'm not saying career Malone to Pop. Career Malone to Pop. Pop's obviously got the advantage right now. But right now it feels like Coach Malone is just dialed in. Dialed in with his roster.
Yeah. Well, and again, go back to Pop. You look like a really good coach when you have really good players. And Malone looks like a really good coach because he's got really good players. Popovich looks like a less of a good coach when he's got less players.
Yeah, that could go right down to Belichick. Yeah. Right down to Belichick and on to every head coach in professional sports.
I remember we were at a Pac-12 media day and Rich Rodriguez was there. And I jokingly asked him, like, how do you go from being one of the most brilliant offensive genius coaches in all of college football to being a bum that's getting fired by Michigan? He goes, well, I had a bunch of NFL players on my team at West Virginia, made me look good. And I didn't have a lot of NFL players at Michigan, and they didn't make me look good. And there you go. If you got the horses, you're gonna be a great coach.
I think about that staff, Matt Wells and Yost.
Oh, yeah.
And that offense with Jordan Love.
I mean, there was a lot of NFL players on that team.
A lot of NFL players and a first-round draft pick and a quarterback.
Yep. With a great offensive line and really good receivers, that and Darwin Thompson, who went on to win a Super Bowl at Kansas City.
That's right. And a quarterback that has now become maybe the second or third biggest storyline in the NFL.
Whether he wants to or not.
Without playing a single snap in a regular season game. Does he have a – I don't think he took a single snap, did he?
No, not a single snap.
Not a single
snap.
There was
some – he had some COVID issues and some injury issues throughout the season and – I don't even think he was active for a good chunk of the season.
But right now he is embroiled in one of the most controversial stories in the NFL.
Yeah.
And everybody wants to just beat him up. Everybody's beating up Jordan Love. Like, oh, well, he can't just come in and replace Aaron. Well, what is Green Bay going to do? They don't have anything. We don't even know what he's going to be in the NFL.
Yeah.
There's a reason they took him in the first round.
Traded up to get him in the first round.
Yeah, they went after him. Go see what he's got. Yeah. But to your point, coaches look really good when they got good players.
Yeah. Steve Kerr, when he had, you know, a healthy Clay and a healthy Steph Curry and Kevin Durant and Draymond Green, it's really good to be a really good coach when you have those kind of guys.
It is.
But when KD leaves and Steph gets hurt and Clay gets hurt and Draymond gets old, all of a sudden you're like, oh, wow, maybe I'm not such a great coach anymore.
All of a sudden nobody wants to hear your political opinion.
You got to get that jab in there, don't you? Same thing with Pop.
Yeah.
All right. Hans and Scotty, you're on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. What you may have missed coming up next.
This is DJ and PK.
Ryan Abraham, USCFootball.com, joining us. Utah visits on October 9th. BYU visits on November 27th. Is there any juice for those games?
Less so for the BYU game. I mean, they were pretty upset to lose that game going on the road. But, I mean, the Utah one, USC fans circle it all the time. I think if they played BYU more, you'd get a little bit more of that. There'll be some kind of revenge factor or whatever. But I think USC fans know that if you're going to win the South, it's got to go through Utah. And, you know, winning the division for 2 years in a row, I think that got a lot of Trojan fans' attention. So I think the Utah one is the one they always look forward to because they know it's really important as far as trying to win the Pac-12.
Catch DJ and PK mornings from 6 till 10 on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
All right, let's go.
You don't have time to watch every game or read every story. Fortunately, we do. Here's what you may have missed on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
And Scotty here on 97.5 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network. Hope you're all well. Time for another edition of what you may have missed.
So I saw a headline this morning, Scotty, that said the Bears, the Chicago Bears are relocating. And I started fist pumping like, yes, get them out of Chicago. Trash area. They're just relocating about 30 miles away. So it's still Chicago. But they're relocating potentially to Arlington Heights.
They're like team offices or something?
The field. They're going to move out of Soldier Field.
They're not moving to Soldier Field. Really?
Moving out of – yeah, there's a 326-acre
– they just like remodeled Soldier Field like seven, eight years ago.
8 years ago. Oh, no, older than that because the last – the second to last field that I played on was Soldier Field. And yeah. And oh, no, sorry. We played on the Illinois – field.
Yeah, because or Minnesota, University of Minnesota, because they were renovating. They played it. They did so many renovations to Soldier Field that the Bears played at the University of Minnesota. I want to say for 2 years.
Why do I remember being Illinois? Maybe it wasn't. Anyways, you're right. But that was my third year in the NFL. So that was 2005 or 2006. So. They probably got the new stadium done 2007.
The new Soldier Field broke ground on January 19th, 2002. So that would have been your around there.
3 or 4 is the year that I played on whatever field it was. But I got to imagine they finished renovations what in 05? Or so?
Somewhere on there, yeah.
Well, they're saying that there's a really good chance that they're going to move the Bears to Arlington Heights. There's the 326-acre lot that's becoming available. It used to be Arlington Park Racetrack. That building's being sold, and they're talking about wanting to move the whole operation.
Wow.
I was hoping they'd move it out of Chicago. I was thinking, hey, maybe it's time for Salt Lake City to get that NFL team.
You don't like Chicago?
No, I don't, but that's just a personal thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm sure there are plenty of people that like Chicago.
I really like I've been to Chicago a couple times. I like Chicago way more than going to New York.
Yeah, I haven't been down to downtown New York.
Like so. Chicago doesn't feel suffocating. Like you can go there and have a good time and there's so much to do and the restaurants are crazy good. New York, and this is just me because look, I grew up in the middle of nowhere, Idaho. New York was the first town I went to where I actually kind of felt suffocating. Like, you're like, I should not be here. This is too much for
it's
me.
It's not a good place for
yeah.
me.
Yeah. Well, not like not a good place. It just feels like I'm just a fish out of water. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Everything seems intimidating to me here.
I would like to see them. I'd like to see them move. But here's the thing, though. You're right. This stadium that they're currently playing in, the renovated Soldier Field, is just not that old. But I saw there were two different headlines, two stories, and you can look it up. They're just saying there's a good likelihood that they move.
Wow.
To Arlington Heights.
It's the Soldier Field is the oldest stadium in the NFL.
1971, was it? Or 70-71?
Well, actually, it opened in 1924. It was the home of the Chicago Bears of the National Football League. And then it was originally a football and soccer stadium. And it's just been renovated year after year after year. Well, not year after year, but, I mean, the Bears moved there in 1959. It used to be the Chicago Cardinals. So, I mean, there's been stuff going on at that site for a long, long time.
I could see everybody getting all kinds of huffy if they're trying to move it.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see that. All right, Hans and Scotty here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network. All right, it's time to talk to our – I mean, look, it's just such a beautiful opportunity for Mother's Day to come down here and say, look, you want the new couch, you want the new bed, boom, it's here. Let's go. There's no reason why we shouldn't be getting people taken care of here.
You're dang right, but I wanted to jump on the Chicago thing. I love Chicago, Hans.
Yeah.
My sister lives in Lincoln Park.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Her neighborhood is so cool. I went to Soldier Field. I just went and spent like 2 weeks with my nephews. We went to Soldier Field.
Yeah.
Went and did a tour at Wrigley. It was like, which is crazy because it was like during COVID. But
well, look, I'm not a usual. I've only been there three times.
Dude, Wrigley Field. Like, there's something.
Something special.
I know. You walk in and that field opens up in front of you and you get goosebumps.
It's the only other place I've ever felt something like that before is at Fenway.
Yeah, I've not been to Fenway, but that's certainly on the bucket list.
My dad served his mission in Boston, and so he my first MLB game was in Fenway. Just incredible,
unique stadium. Huh?
My dad's cool, man.
Yeah, he is. He's very cool, dude.
Speaking of my dad, let's sell some beds.
Yeah. Let's do it.
I think we need to go over this Matt special again.
I know.
Last break, we talked about a Matt special, but I want Scotty to talk about his experience. I know you talked a little bit about getting an adjustable bed, and I want to rub it in, but.
Okay, and I mentioned this in the first segment. So about a year or so before I met your dad and we started doing some shows down here, you know, you get to a certain, but like when you're 18 or in your 20s,
doesn't matter.
You can roll out any old broken mattress and you'll.
You
be
don't
fine.
Care about your mattress.
Yeah,
situation.
You don't care, but you
roll onto the floor.
You get into your 30s and your 40s, that matters because you got some aches and pains and things don't feel the same way they used to. So for the first time in my life, I'm like, we're going to invest in a great bed.
Yep.
I want a great bed, and I want to get a good night's rest, and I'm tired of waking up with aches and pains and backaches and stuff like that. So we went out and we found a awesome bed. I mean, it was awesome. It was split, adjustable. It gives you a little massage if you want, you know, all the bells and whistles. I will not tell you what I paid for it. And I came to the warehouse about a year later, and Tom showed me my bed. Like, it was there. The frame, the mattress, I mean, it was all there.
Is yours a head up, foot up?
Yeah.
The one you bought?
Yeah.
All the bells and whistles.
Yep. Yep. Wow. Split and 12-inch, I mean, mattress, all that stuff. And it was a third of what I paid. Actually, a little less than a third.
And that's without the mat special, or that's without.
Yeah, and that was, you know, this was like 3 years ago, too.
Wow.
So on that note, that's exactly where I'm going to get into this. It's so important, you know, once, like you said, once you get into the, as I call it, the third floor, the fourth floor, you know, I'm already got, because I don't like to talk about, once I hit the third floor, let's just say third floor. I don't want to say I'm on 31st floor, 32nd floor, you know? We just call it the third and the fourth floor. You do. You start worrying about, like, wow, sleep is so important.
Yeah.
Having a good mattress, let's invest in my back and my health, right?
Yeah.
And it's true, Scotty. You can go out, and seriously, this isn't a joke. You can get adjustable beds with a really nice mattress and pay $5,000, $6,000.
Yes,
you here
can.
At the warehouse,
yes, you, can.
You don't do that. And it sucks that we met you a year later, but that's what we're due. If you're thinking about getting an adjustable bed, we're the place.
Yeah, 100%.
And especially this weekend, we're gonna keep this Matt special. Matt being my cousin, he's looking at me grinning. Listen to this special, okay? I'm gonna give you a solid king adjustable head up foot up base. Now that means control. The head moves up, the foot moves up, and it's a solid. Okay. That means you can put a solid king mattress on it. If you buy that base for $19.99, I'm going to throw in a free 12-inch memory foam gel-infused mattress. for free.
That's the Maserati of mattresses right there.
And it is. It's nice. But it doesn't end there. If you come in and buy and say, Matt Special, I heard you on the radio, want the Matt Special, I'm going to give you, valued at $848, display case. It's about 7 feet tall, really nice. It's like a hutch. Or a TV stand, solid wood, valued at $500. Either $800 value or $500, you choose.
Beautiful TV stand.
For free.
For free. Throwing it right onto
the I'm throwing it right in. You come in to get the $19.99 deal, the Matt Special, you're getting a mattress for free and one of those two items for free while supplies last.
Okay, so there's a lot of guys, a lot of girls out there driving around. I just want you to think about the perfect Mother's Day gift, getting your wife a brand new comfortable couch with that adjustable. By the way, taking it home today.
Today.
You can actually sleep on it tonight if you came in today. And then getting this beautiful display case where she can put, you know, whatever.
I'll make it easy for you. Come in, bring your wife, get the Solid King adjustable bed. You guys get the bed and the mattress. You get the free hutch display or TV console. Give that to your mom. Two for one.
Think about that.
Think about that.
That's a good idea, too.
I'm going to make it a little bit better.
All right.
Scotty said all the bells and whistles. For $300 more on the $19.99 special, I'm going to give you the deluxe base, the massage, the LED lights, the USB plugins.
Port.
That you plug your phone in, charge.
People think how cool that is, but to be able to plug your phone in while you sleep and not have to reach around the bed to the outlet
charger.
Or the charger's out or whatever the case is, it goes right into the mattress.
Same deal.
$2,300.
Boom. Mattress, TV stand, and hutch console for free.
And so do you want to tell you what I paid for that?
I feel bad.
That's what we do at the warehouse,
You
baby.
Know how much I spent on a mattress about
That's right.
7 years ago.
Yeah.
And it wrecked me. So I've got a similar situation, but it wasn't the adjustable like Scotty. It's just a mattress. And when you were talking about $5,000 or $6,000, that's easy to spend on a mattress.
Oh.
Like you can, you don't blink and find $5,000 or $6,000 mattress.
Listen, I like to shoot it straight. Don't listen to me on the radio. Don't trust me. Go to any of the competitors. I'm on Third West.
There's a lot of them.
There's a lot of them right here.
Yeah.
Go next door. I dare you. Have fun. Go do it.
But end up here.
But come back.
And look
and get
at these
the Matt
prices.
Special. Yeah. Get a free mattress,
it's a no
free
brainer.
Hutch display, or TV console through Monday, mentioning the Matt Special, and you heard us on the radio.
Oh, man.
Boom.
Let's go. Boom. 97.5, 1280 The Zone, 825 South, 300 West. Get down here. Say hi. And just, you know what? Take him up on his offer. Go take all the prices that you just said and take him down the street. You can go south a little bit. You can
go north,
just
a
north
bit.
A little bit. And just say, this is what I got here. Can you match that? And they're going to be like, nah, not a chance. Not a chance. It's all right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.